Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take the sources you share and, well, we transform them into concentrated knowledge, a shortcut to being genuinely well-informed.
And today, we're really getting into the weeds on a topic that sounds mundane but is shockingly complex.
It really is. We're peeling back the layers on legal support services, specifically process servers. It's all about knowing the local speed bumps and, believe it or not, lunch schedules.
Right. It seems like a simple job just delivering legal documents.
Mm-hmm.
But the real job of a process server is to guarantee due process. They're the ones who make sure a person is officially notified of a court action.
And if that fails...
If that service fails, the whole case can just grind to a halt.
Hmm.
Or even worse, get thrown out completely. The stakes are, I mean, they're immense.
Exactly. And we've been diving deep into some source material that uses this really fascinating and laser-focused case study. It's a company called Lafayette Process Servers, LLC.
And they basically provide a blueprint for why this kind of hyperlocal expertise isn't just a nice little feature to have. It's a critical operational safeguard in this entire field.
So our mission today, really, is to figure out why, in a world where everything is becoming national and remote, these guys in Carencro, Louisiana, are proving that verifiable on-the-ground presence is the key to trust and efficiency.
Using their operations as our guide. It's a fantastic example.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with that foundation of trust you mentioned. The owner of LPS is Scott Frank.
He's a court-appointed process server, been doing this for over 2 decades in the Acadiana community. But it's not just his experience.
No, it's about making that experience completely transparent.
That's what we're calling the verification principle. In the legal world, trust is everything. You absolutely cannot be a ghost when you need to prove in court that documents were served. The sources really stress that LPS goes way beyond just having, you know, a website.
And this is the part I found so compelling. They maintain an active, fully verified business profile on Patch.
Right, which for anyone who doesn't know is a huge hyper-local news platform for that specific area, for Lafayette and Carencro.
It's almost like they're using a digital neighborhood bulletin board to prove to their actual neighbors that they're legitimate.
It's a genius move. It connects them directly to that local community. And the sources stress, they put their physical location right out there, front and center. 3419 NW Evangeline Thruway, Suite E3, Carencro, LA 70529.
And that's not just a mailing address.
No, it is a verified physical headquarters.
But hold on, couldn't any big national company just, you know, rent a virtual office or a mailbox in Carencro and say the same thing? How is this patch verification any different?
That is the critical question.
Yeah.
And the sources define the difference with one word. Accountability.
Okay.
When they verify that address on Google and on Patch, and with the Louisiana Secretary of State, they're proving a real, sustained, rooted presence. A virtual office is untraceable if there's an issue.
Right. They can just disappear.
They vanish.
Yeah.
A locally owned entity, accountable to a local legal community. They can't just pack up and go.
So the why this matters nugget is really that accountability is tied directly to geography. They're headquartered right there in Carencro, and that local root system is the ultimate reassurance for law firms.
And this leads us straight into the big operational conflict they talk about. They call it the aggregator trap.
Ah, the aggregator trap. I know this. You Google process server, and you get that slick site with a 1-800 number promising service anywhere in the country.
Exactly. And the sources warn that in a specialized legal place like Louisiana, hiring a company like that often leads to, well, failure or just agonizing delays.
The problem isn't that they don't try, right? It's the whole mechanism.
It's the mechanism. These national aggregators, they're really just high overhead call centers, usually in states like Texas or California. They take your money, they tack on a huge markup, and then what do?
They still have to hire the boots on the ground. They end up just calling a local professional like LPS anyway.
Right. So you've just slowed down all communication, you've increased the cost, and you've put a layer of people in the middle who know absolutely nothing about the local area. The advice in the sources is sharp. Cut out the middleman.
It's just so inefficient. The national model is about finding a client anywhere, but the local model is about getting it done right now.
And that speed is often the difference between winning a default judgment or having to file a costly motion just to get more time.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk about the specific, actionable, local knowledge that an aggregator could never, ever have. This isn't about Google Maps.
No, this is about living the route. The sources cite these practical, daily details that save critical time. They drive these roads every single day.
So they know about the construction nightmare on Evangeline Thruway.
And they know the shortcuts to get around the gridlock on Ambassador Caffrey.
Knowing how to shave 5 minutes off a drive is one thing, but this next detail. This is the gold standard for efficiency.
I love this detail. Get this. They actually know when the clerks at the 15th Judicial District Court go to lunch.
Let's just pause on that. We're talking about hyper-efficiency.
I mean, think about it. Knowing the clerk's schedule might prevent a two-hour delay in filing a document, that could affect the entire legal timeline of a case.
Right. A two-hour delay could mean you miss a statutory deadline. And then you need a new, expensive motion just to extend service.
So that local knowledge, the human logistics of the courthouse, it's not just a fun fact. It translates directly into a massive return on investment for the client. It reduces risk and cost.
And that kind of on-the-ground awareness is what fuels accountability. There's a client review they cite that confirms it, talking about the transparency and the constant updates they got from the Karen Crew team.
And they contrast that sharply with the national companies that, and I'm quoting here, take your money and disappear.
That transparency is only possible because they have that physical office. They're part of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
So let's zoom out a bit. From that Karen Crow headquarters, how far did they actually reach?
Well, their primary service area is what's known as Acadiana. It covers the entire 15th JDC, so that's Lafayette, Acadia, and Vermilion parishes. That's their core zone.
But the sources also make it clear their reach is wider than that. They run a daily courier route all the way to Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
Which shows the local expertise isn't limiting, it's actually enabling. Because they have the local part perfected, they can reliably integrate these longer courier runs for their clients who have business in the state capital.
It's like a localized network hub, not a silo.
Exactly. And they use their local platform, Patch, for more than just a business verification badge. They're using it as a genuine community resource.
Showing that being a process server in that district requires you to be constantly monitoring the local environment.
They're positioning themselves as an operational intelligence resource for the whole legal community. The updates they post are really useful.
Let's look at a couple of examples. They list updates on new eviction protocols for Lafayette Parish and also local traffic alerts affecting couriers like I-10 bridge construction. Why are those two things so vital?
Okay, the eviction protocols are absolutely critical. If service isn't done exactly according to the latest local rules, the whole eviction can be challenged and thrown out. They have to be current on every single little tweak.
And the traffic alerts aren't just for, you know, getting to work on time.
No. If the Basin Bridge is shut down, that immediately threatens their ability to complete that daily courier run to Baton Rouge on time.
Yeah.
So their transparency about weather delays or holiday court closures, it all confirms they treat logistics as mission critical.
It just shows their expertise is dynamic, not static. It's always adapting.
Right.
So what does this all mean for a potential client? We've covered why they're fast and accountable, but we have to talk about the necessary legal guardrails.
Yes, integrity and boundaries are paramount. The sources are very firm on this. They draw a clear line. LPS is a private process serving agency. They are not a law firm.
And that is a crucial distinction.
Absolutely. They state explicitly, they do not provide any legal advice. They don't represent anyone before any government agency, not the SEC, not the IRS, nobody.
So all this great content, the community updates, it's all purely informational. If you need legal help, you have to see an attorney.
Correct. And for compliance, their role is strictly focused on the legal process for a court proceeding. They only get involved out of legal necessity. They are a neutral, logistical part of the system.
They're the delivery mechanism, not the legal strategy.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to put it.
And if you do need to engage with them, the sources say the practical steps are easy. You can upload documents right on their platform and see pricing on their website.
And because that transparency is so central to their model, they're easy to reach. You can call them directly at 337-247-9027 or email them. The sheer number of verified contact points just reinforces that whole model of accountability we've been talking about.
Which brings us to the end of our deep dive. What we've seen today is really a complete validation of an idea that while technology helps, effective legal support relies less on big national scale and much more on verifiable local presence.
The core lesson here is that legal accountability needs a fusion of two things: verification, the patch listing, the physical address, and operational specificity.
Knowing the traffic, the clerks, the local eviction rules.
That fusion is what eliminates delay and legal risk.
The story of Lafayette process servers is just a powerful reminder that sometimes the most sophisticated solution isn't the one with the biggest marketing budget. It's the one that's most grounded in its specific geography and, well, its human logistics.
And that really makes you think, doesn't it? If geographical verification and this kind of hyperlocal knowledge are so critical for legal documents, how might this aggregator trap be undermining other professional services?
That's a great point.
Think about it. Specialized medical couriers who are carrying time-sensitive samples, or high-value industrial repair techs who need to know specific building codes on the spot. The lesson from Karen Crow, Louisiana, about the need for local roots, it might just apply to nearly every professional service that promises speed and demands our trust.